The Ministry of Defence have announced their 2015 Armed Forces Covenant Employer Recognition Scheme Gold winners. To qualify for a Gold Award, employers must not only pledge their support, but become advocates for support and commitment to defence personnel. Director Engagement of Defence Relationship Management, Fleur Thomas, joins us. Fleur, I hope I got your title right to start off with.
Absolutely, you did, Hal. Thank you.
It's quite a tricky title, I'm going to be honest with you. What does that actually mean you do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, Defence Relationship Management was set up to provide a single point of contact for employers to help Defence to build strategic relationships and partnerships with the employer community, the intention being to bring employers closer to Defence and to create a positive environment for Armed Forces personnel to be supported. So my day can be quite varied, but centres around talking to both Defence and also, more importantly, I guess, to employers, all sizes, but predominantly the largest employers in the UK.
And these awards, I mean, there will be people listening that don't know anything about them. I can tell them that they're now in their second year, but please tell me about the awards.
Well, it's a very exciting scheme. The Employer Recognition Scheme was launched last year by Prime Minister to recognise support from UK employers for the wider principles of the Defence Armed Forces Covenant across the full spectrum of defence personnel. So this is including reserves, service leavers, the wounded, injured and sick, cadets and spouses and partners of serving personnel as well. The recognition scheme really recognises those companies who are providing outstanding support.
Are there a lot of companies that are doing just that?
We're seeing more and more each day, and we're getting numbers of Armed Forces Covenants being signed, increasing on a weekly basis now. So there's a real recognition within the UK that this is growing, and the support for our Armed Forces is growing within the employer community, which is really exciting news.
Well, I sort of alluded to it in my introduction, and you've let us know a little bit more there, but for a bit more detail, why were these winners selected?
Well, there are a large number of nominations for the Gold Awards, and Defence has selected those that they feel have really gone beyond what we would really expect to see in terms of their support. So championing the value that Armed Forces personnel bring to their organisation and indeed to their sector, and acting as advocates within their industry sectors, talking about this in publications, making changes to their policies that make a real life difference to Defence personnel, both reservists and service leavers.
Can you give us some examples of what some of the companies are actually doing?
Absolutely. Some companies have been doing some of these things for a very long time, and we're recognising that. More often than not, they're providing new initiatives, like company-wide initiatives to encompass their advocacy, improved HR support for reservists and ex-service personnel, recruitment of service leavers, graduates, personal development and support of the UK defence agenda. For example, there's a transport company in the Gold Awards this year, and they're advertising their support on coaches and campaigning on social media, and they're offering guaranteed job interviews to those leaving with a PCV driving licence. We have a company in the financial sector who has a market-leading ex-military internship programme, which helps service leavers of all ranks transition into successful careers in the private sector. And there are many companies who offer work experience for ex-forces individuals and running workshops to guide veterans on how best to interview, present, and to be best placed to gain employment in civilian jobs.
That's fabulous to hear, and I imagine the time that you've been doing this job, you've seen so many more come on board, armed forces friendly companies offering things like special programmes.
Absolutely, we have, and that's really what we're here to do. I mean, Defence Relationship Management has a team of account managers who go out and engage with these businesses, and it's not just from the companies you might expect to see on these lists, for example, defence manufacturers. We've got retail supermarkets, we've got public sector companies, the banking and retail sector, information technology, health. This is across a whole wide spectrum and not just those names you might expect to see featured on these lists.
And where can people see a list of the winners that we've been talking about with this gold scheme and find out a little bit more about what you've shared with us today?
Well, the new issue of Easy Resettlement magazine has a double page spread, and we've got the front page as well about these award winners and about the people that the programmes have reached. And you'll see there are some quotes from people who've really been personally affected by these improvements and by these initiatives. You could also Google Employer Recognition Scheme or go to gov.uk and look for Defence Employer Recognition Scheme. There's lots of information there. And we do have, out in the regions, we have regional employer engagement directors who can help to support this and can speak to individual companies of all sizes, small businesses and large businesses, public and private sector, about how you too could get involved in this employer recognition scheme.
Yeah, worth mentioning that Easy Resettlement magazine you can read online and it is free, something we've featured on this very show before.
Yes, and it's great. It's a great magazine, a good read.
Fleur Thomas, I'm going to have a go at your title one more time. Director, Engagement and Defence Relationship Management. Thank you so much for joining us on BFBS. It's been a real pleasure.
No, thanks very much, Hal. Thank you.